U.S. consumer prices rose as expected in July, with year-to-year inflation growing at its slowest pace since March 2021, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
The consumer price index increased by a seasonally adjusted 0.2% in July and 2.9% over the past 12 months. Dow Jones economists had predicted a 0.2% rise for the month and a 3% increase over the past year. Core CPI, which excludes volatile food and energy prices, also rose 0.2% in July. Liam White reporting.
Ukrainian President Zelensky reported that Ukrainian troops are advancing further into Russia as the largest cross-border operation entered its second week.
The Ukrainian army entered Russia's Kursk region on August 6th, capturing dozens of settlements in the largest foreign offensive on Russian soil since World War II. In the Kursk region, we are advancing further, from 1 to 2 kilometers in different areas since the start of the day, Zelensky stated on social media. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
A surge in whooping cough infections continues to spread nationwide, according to data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
At least 259 pertussis cases were reported during the first week of August, up from 215 weekly cases at the end of June, the CDC reports. Pennsylvania has reported 1,489 cases so far this year, the highest of any state. New York follows with 1,266 reported infections. Jessica Oakley reporting.
Governor Tim Walz has agreed to participate in a vice presidential debate hosted by CBS News on October 1st in New York City.
Former President Donald Trump's campaign has not yet confirmed the date, leaving GOP Senator J.D. Vance's participation uncertain. Earlier, CBS News proposed 4 dates for the debate between the vice presidential nominees: September 17th, September 24th, October 1st, and October 8th. The Harris-Waltz campaign quickly accepted the October 1st date. Kevin Sanders reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
2 people were airlifted to George Regional Hospital in Utah after being struck by lightning while visiting the Glen Canyon National Area, according to the National Park Service.
In a statement, authorities said 2 women, aged 22 and 23, one from the Netherlands and the other from Australia, sustained injuries from the lightning strike while standing near the rim of the iconic Horseshoe Bend along the Colorado River in Arizona. Lawrence Keller reporting.
A man has been arrested after authorities discovered 10 dogs dead, still attached to their collars and chains, at a home in Mississippi, officials said.
Deputies responded to a tip and arrived at a home on August 4th, finding no one there, according to the Lafayette County Sheriff's Department. After obtaining a warrant, investigators found the 10 deceased dogs. An additional 20 dogs, many of whom appeared malnourished, were taken to a veterinarian's office. Kyle Norris reporting.
The family of an Ohio man who was fatally shot by a former sheriff's deputy will receive $7 million to settle a federal civil rights lawsuit related to the December 2020 shooting.
The Franklin County Board of Commissioners unanimously approved the settlement late last month. Casey Goodson Jr., 23, was shot multiple times in December 2020 as he attempted to enter his grandmother's Columbus home. His death, one of several involving black people killed by white Ohio law enforcement officers in recent years, sparked national outrage and calls for police reform. Jim Kender reporting.
Deaths from dementia have tripled over the past 21 years, according to a new study published in the Primary Care Companion for CNS Disorders.
In 1999, approximately 150,000 Americans died from dementia, according to the study. By 2020, that number had tripled to over 450,000. The likelihood of dying from dementia increased across all demographic groups studied, according to study author Mohsen Ali, a physician at King Edward Medical University in Pakistan. Paul Gomez reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.